and that your heart would be changed or your heart would be hardened. I mean, to say everything is predestinated is not to say that what is right now is the end of all destiny. Meaning, you know, as things stand at this moment, that is exactly how things are supposed to be and how they will be forever. Now, maybe how they're supposed to be for the time being, but how they are supposed to be forever, God knows, but we don't. That's why we do things. Because we don't know. I don't know that my speaking to someone is futile just because God knows the result. God knows the result, but I don't. And it's clear in the Old Testament, he says, you are to preach to people whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, which means they will not listen. Whether they will listen or not. Whether they are going to pay any attention or no attention. You're going to tell them what I have to say. And so, for a servant of God, you know, this guy recently said, you know, somebody said, well, I don't need to, you know, why do you need to teach? Because Paul's right there. They could just read the Bible for themselves. Well, it says here, he gave some teachers. So it is a gross misunderstanding of the doctrine of predestination to try to look at it as the sense that what is what must be, and that we should do nothing, therefore, because it would be to fight against the will of God. I mean, the point is, you don't understand predestination, because from God's perspective, his point may be that you try to fight against his will. You know? That may be part of whatever, you know, the thing is, I could see the hairs raising on certain necks, but you don't understand. God has a perspective. He knows everything that will be, that has been. And if you don't get that, you're absolutely ignorant of the God of the Bible. That is how he is. He knows all. He knows the end from the beginning. The works are finished before they're even started. You know what I mean? Because he already has it all figured out. He doesn't consult with man. He doesn't wait for man to make a decision. He just does according to his will. That's what the word teaches. And people don't like it? Well, I don't care. And you know what? He doesn't care either. Because man's perspective is not God's perspective. And the good thing about that is we don't know what God's going to do. So we run the race as ones who run it and who don't know what the end is going to be. You know, it says in the book of Proverbs that the die is cast, but the entire disposing thereof is of the Lord. Meaning you roll, or it's actually the lot. The lot is cast. I think if you look up lot cast or die cast, you'll find it in a concordance or on the Bible, on the computer. You will find this verse. And what it says is you roll the dice. And what could you think of as more of a game of chance? Roll the dice. To us, a roll of the dice isn't futile. We don't know what the end's going to be, but we roll it anyways, right? God knows before you roll it, before you pick up the die, he already knows what's going to come up. Do you think he doesn't? You know what I mean? Do you think he doesn't know what the dice is going to be? If you think he doesn't know what it's going to what face is going to turn up, he knows 10 years ago before you roll the dice what face is going to be up. Because that's God. That's why. God is more than many people want to give him credit for. People don't like a very big God. And it's not a question of what you like. It's a question of what the Bible teaches. The works of God are finished before the world begins. He determined that sin would be, Adam and Eve, that all was all set up. It was according to his will. This is how it would be. And, they say, well, Paul, aren't things done against God's will? Yeah, well, it's only in a relative sense. In a relative sense, in that, you know, for one, let me just say, it's not me your argument with is, if you want to start arguing, but it's the Apostle Paul in Romans 9, who hath resisted his will? No one can resist his will. But, because I'm going to take that as a serious question, and it is a legitimate question worthy of an answer. How do people then, you know, do things that are against the will of God, and so on and so forth? And I say, it's a relative thing. It is relative. Let's say, Jonah. You know, God wanted him to go preach to Nineveh. So he ran away. He didn't want to do what God's will was. And so he apparently was resisting God's will. But again, that's only from the perspective of man, in a relative sense. But from the divine perspective, from the highest divine perspective. And God can take other perspectives on as well, I suppose. But I tell you, in the scripture, there's this indisputable highest perspective from which God sees all, knows all, determines all, in fact, determined it all before it happened. And man looks at that and, of course, has questions. Because he says, because one, it's impossible for us to understand, so we begin to question it, because that's our nature. When we don't understand things, we ask questions about it. What is it? How does it work? You know, and we try to figure it out. And I think that question is so difficult for man to wrap his mind around that that they react. Actually, the most common reaction I get against it is of anger, and of people get upset. And they really want their perspective to dominate. They want God to see everything from their perspective. And the thing is, he does. He does see things from our perspective. But that is not his only perspective. You know what I mean? He shares our perspective. But he does not relinquish the overall perspective he has. Overall. Knowing our decisions before we make them. And determining the decisions that people make, oftentimes, just by the very nature of who they are. Well, I suppose I'm getting off into a discussion of predestination that could take a very, very long time indeed. I would rather continue on within this chapter without going into an entirely philosophical question, but it is throughout the scripture. Romans 9 is very clear. This passage here is another